What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Another daily edition coming at you. Happy Wednesday. Yes, Wednesday, just after K-State men's basketball easily handles Emporia State in the lone preseason game. Tilt ahead of Monday night showdown with USC out in Las Vegas. Eddie Greer for the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State. You can find it free and available wherever you get your podcast here. And if you're new to the pod, you just found us out, if you like what you're hearing tonight, or you're making this your first or second listen, make sure you subscribe to the Pearl Project Podcast and add this to your collection. We're gladly to be a part of the K-State family of podcasts. A lot of good content and a huge week and weekend coming up here for K-State Athletics, of course. And I'll get into that in just a little bit. Of course, I'm recording this. Yes, I did not see the entirety of the game, but I did see the last, seven minutes of the game. I don't know off the top of my head the score of the basketball game, but I know it was pretty much domination from start to finish there. Cam Carter at one point had 20 points in the game. Jarrell Colbert had 11. Now, I don't know what the totals are at this point in time there as well, but obviously everything around this basketball team surrounding the indefinite suspension of Naquan Tomlin over the weekend, just a damn shame. Then on that, I can go down the rabbit hole on that, but I'm going to save that for another time, and maybe I'm thinking about it now, might have a special guest. We're working some things out right now. A past special guest on this pod. We might talk about that a little more ahead. Well, at some point, maybe it might have to be after the USC game. But yeah, definitely something to watch heading into Monday night's showdown with 21st ranked USC. In K-State, they're going to have their hands full. But hey, everyone said they want to be, you know, I've heard the assistant coaches of K-State men's basketball saying that we want to be better on the defensive end. Well, as we, and Emporia State, they're in another division, but hey, I want to see it. You know, you talk game. Hey, I respect this coaching staff a lot. You mean Jerome Tang? I mean, even with the Naquan move, there, I really expect that for sure. And he obviously lives and preaches by his words. You know what I mean? So, but we're gonna find out for real if these rest of these assistant coaches know what they're talking about, right? Because look, Big 12 basketball, we know it's the best conference in the nation for sure. So, but they're going to have their task ahead of them on Monday night. We'll see that defense shows up and try to slow down that Trojan offense. Speaking of slowing down, there ain't no slowing down. The double A team of Aaliyah Carter and Anya Clinton, both of them Big 12 players of the week, respectively. Aaliyah Carter, Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week. Wow, her teammate Clinton, and look at the, and I've said this all said this at one point a few weeks ago. Their initials are the same. ACAC, right? The AC squared, baby, getting it done. And Clinton was Big 12 Rookie of the Week. This was announced on Halloween yesterday. Sitting here recording this podcast as well. Clinton and Carter are the first Wildcats to receive weekly honors this year. Damn. So it takes November 1st, 2023 to get our first weekly honors from the Big 12 all year long there. Of course, K-State sweep over number 8th ranked BYU. And again, they're going to be taking on 14th ranked Kansas in Lawrence for a 2-game series on Friday and Saturday there as well. 4 victories over ranked opponents this year. That's all of them Big 12 opponents. K-State now sits 5th overall in the Big 12. Trailing, of course, leader Texas, UCF, and their opponent this weekend, 14th ranked Kansas. And they got a tiebreaker over 12th ranked BYU. So how about that? Carter, all Big 12 this year, preseason, back early before the year started, registered 35 kills for a Wildcat offense that really hit over 300 against the Cougars in that 2-game stretch. Carter, again, remind everyone who doesn't know, from Dubuque, Iowa, paced both squads in the series opener with 18 kills, then adding 10 digs to the board, 23rd career double-double there as well. And all that is saying, look, she was a Big 12 freshman of the year, and right now her teammate Clinton is going to be right up there with it by the end of the year there as well. Carter has reached double figures in kills in 16 matches in 2023. She's moving up the K-State record books, folks. She's now ranked third in school history of the Riley scoring era. Now has 12,083 kills, averaging almost 4 per set there as well. The other half of that AC square duo, Anya Clinton from Midland, Texas. Oh, I know that. Know that city. Yep, I know that city. Two of my friends just coming up from there from a half marathon. Sorry to get off track there. I had to mention that. 29 kills on 52 swings with just a single error for an incredible 538 hitting efficiency last week. The redshirt freshman ranked third among conference players in hitting percentage there. She's averaging nearly 5.5 points per set, and her kills right up there with it, almost averaging 5 there after week 10 there as well. Incredible. I have mentioned these two in numerous sentences on this podcast before, and right now, I said this from the beginning, and I'll say it again on the Pearl Project Podcast, All Things K-State. Look, you need Aaliyah Carter to step up. That freshman Aaliyah Carter was so huge in that 2020 season, right? She has delivered and then some, and you're getting a rising. Look, I didn't even peg Ann Clinton in the season, right? We didn't even know. Well, she was on the roster. I didn't know that, but I think she would be this good this quickly. And she's only a freshman, KZ Nation. You're going to get here for 3 more years, and she's going to be right there with Aaliyah Carter. I think Aaliyah Carter is a senior, if I'm not mistaken. I might be wrong, but 20, 21, 22, I think she's a senior. Anyways, yes, it's late on a Wednesday night. Sorry. But, yeah, absolutely. You got K-State Nation, K-State Volleyball on the rise, and if they can get a win on the road, at least one against KU, it'll be huge. But look, Jason Mansfield and what he has done already as we're closing in on the regular season. And there's not a Big 12 tournament. Now, I have, for the existence of this podcast, maybe I thought I knew that, but I guess not. I guess it kind of confirmed my suspicion on that. But yeah, definitely, I'm very happy for Aaliyah Carter. Back to Aaliyah Carter self, and has a teammate right there she's going to be forced, Ann Clinton, she's going to be forced to be working with there as well. But the Dillon Sunflower Showdown 2023 goes down Friday, game 1, 6:30. And I don't have the time for 6 for the game 2. Let me see if I can get that real quick. Oh, boy. This is going to be interesting. I'm going to have to switch this on a dime here. This is the Pro Project Podcast, All Things K-State here. Schedule. There we go. If it comes, hopefully. There it is. Okay, yeah. So game 1, Friday in Lawrence, 6:30. And then game 2, the cap off, 2-game series, 3:00. Both games will be on ESPN Plus. So you have that. Definitely make sure you check out the K-State volleyball team. Of course, yeah, that's going to be after the football game Saturday. So hopefully K-State can pull off the upset on the road in Texas. More coverage on that, by the way, tomorrow with our special guest, returning special guest from Locked On Longhorns, Jonathan Davis, tomorrow to kind of put the bow on part 2. As we take a look at the Texas side, I'm excited for that. So make sure you do that as well. If you have not listened to part 1, me and Alex recorded that last night. Go check that out. And I recorded another episode prior to that on Monday. So we're getting all in every day. K-State Athletics on this podcast here as well. And then, of course, you look ahead to Texas next week. And then two more games the following week with Texas Tech before you wrap it up with the Loner at the end of the month at Houston. And Houston, as I think, is ranked 24th or 25th in there somewhere. So definitely a tough stretch there. Now, it began last week with a sweep of BYU. Let's see if Jason Mansfield's club, led by the Big 12 Players of the Week and rookie Ann Clinton and Aaliyah Carter, can see if they can do damage in Lawrence as well. So there you have it there. A little bit of volleyball update with you on that. I do plan on getting you guys squared away with cross country. K-State did compete in the Big 12 championships there. I'll get you squared away on that and get you caught up on the latest running adventures. That's going to be maybe either, that's going to have to be a Friday episode there ahead of Yeti weekend for me. And then, of course, 2.5 weeks sitting here. Tulsa, Route 66 weekend. Big race goes down. One more shot, at least for this year, to get my lifetime goal. And I can't be any more pumped up for the opportunity to go down there and show what I got there as well. New York Marathon is this weekend as well. So CIM next month, but right now you're focusing on this month. You got New York, and then, of course, majority of us are going down to, well, not majority, just me, and I know two other people that are going down to Tulsa for that weekend. I'm really excited. I feel something special is about to be on the horizon finally. So, but I gotta make it happen. But that's gonna be a whole nother discussion, obviously, for another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, which you can find it wherever you get your podcast. Congratulations to Aaliyah Carter and Anya Clinton for representing K-State women's volleyball. They're on the rise. I'm telling you right now, still top six in the conference, looking to make some noise in Lawrence. It's been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Go Cats. We will talk to you again tomorrow.